From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The case for Russian hacking is being made on Capitol Hill. Top U.S. intelligence officials say they believe high-level Russian authorities were directly responsible for the hacking and leaking of documents from the Democratic National Committee in an effort to interfere in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. In prepared opening remarks for their testimony Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, elaborated on what had been found about Russian cyber spying.
Russia has clearly assumed an even more aggressive cyber posture by increasing cyber espionage operations, leaking data stolen from these operations, and targeting critical infrastructure systems.
Clapper, along with National Security Agency Chief Michael Rogers and Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence Marcel Lettre, called Russian cyber attacks a major threat to national interest. However, Clapper did say that Russia did not change any vote tallies or anything like that. Clapper went on to say that China also has successfully conducted cyber espionage against the U.S. government in the recent past, though China's attempts to hack the U.S. have waned since the two countries signed a bilateral agreement to limit espionage in 2015. President Barack Obama ordered the intelligence community to review potential foreign interference dating back to the 2008 election that first brought him to the White House. A U.S. official confirmed to VOA that Obama was to hear the results of the probe on Thursday and that President-elect Donald Trump will get the same briefing on Friday. Trump has repeatedly expressed doubt that Russia did meddle in the vote. More at voanews.com and our social media platforms. This is VOA. A car bombing blamed on Kurdish militants rocked the Turkish city of Izmir Thursday, killing at least two people and triggering a deadly shootout. That according to the state-run Anadolu News Agency, which said a policeman and a court worker, reportedly a bailiff, were killed. There have so far been no claims of responsibility for the latest bombing after a year of bloodshed in the Muslim-majority NATO member. But Izmir Governor Erol Ildiz said the initial evidence suggested the PKK, which has fought a deadly insurgency for over three decades, was behind the attack rather than IS. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says President-elect Donald Trump's administration should maintain partnerships with NATO and allies in the Asia-Pacific, while also holding Russia accountable to its stated mission of battling terrorists in Syria and help end the war. The recommendations came in a memo that Carter, like the other cabinet secretaries, prepared to highlight what their departments achieved during the eight-year presidency of Barack Obama. The documents were released Thursday, along with a letter from Obama about 2 weeks before Trump takes over the White House. Carter highlighted U.S. responses to Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea, including boosting joint military exercises and pre-positioning equipment in the region. He said a priority for Trump should be the continued partnership with Israel, which has a commitment to receive $38 billion in security assistance over the course of the next 10 years. The United Nations Security Council has condemned in the strongest terms Tuesday's killing of two Moroccan UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The peacekeepers were killed as they accompanied fuel trucks about 60 kilometers west of the town of Obo when they were attacked by unknown assailants who fled into the bush. In a statement released Wednesday, the council said attacks targeting peacekeepers may constitute a war crime and stressed that those responsible for the attack shall be held accountable. The Central African Republic has been mired in chaos since 2013, when primarily Muslim rebels took control of the majority Christian nation and ousted then-president Francois Bozize. The Apple company has removed the New York Times from its China App Store, the tech giant said, after authorities told the company the app breached regulations. The U.S. newspaper said both its English and Chinese language apps were pulled late last month, blocking one of the few remaining channels for readers in China to access its reports. The development marks the latest move by Beijing to suppress the newspaper's output in China after the government blocked its website following a 2012 Times report saying a former prime minister premier controlled assets.
That's the latest world news from VOA.